Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series, Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 16th of Shawwal, and our topic is Waking Up Early. My dear brothers and sisters, the day of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam started before dawn when he performed the night prayer, followed by the Fajr prayer and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afterward, before moving on to the day's work. My dear brothers and sisters, that was how he sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to start his day. And such a routine, my dear brothers and sisters, is the routine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants his servants to follow. He, Azza wa Jal, makes light in the day so people can work, and darkness in the night so people can sleep and rest. Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Naba, ayat 9-11,
وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا.
And we made your sleep as a thing for rest, and we made the night as a covering through its darkness, and we made the day for livelihood. My dear brothers and sisters, undoubtedly the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam encourages us to practice this sunnah by telling us, as is found in the authentic hadith, that barakah or blessings increases by the will and permission of Allah when we start our day early. As he said sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. O Allah, bless my ummah in the early mornings. And this hadith is found in the Sunan of Imam Abi Dawood and At-Tirmidhi and others, and has been declared sahih by Shaykh Al-Albani rahimuhullah. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us practice this sunnah. Let us adhere to this natural routine and make our schedule in life parallel with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for us. And finally, my dear brothers and sisters, we remind you with the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا.
And if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be rightly guided. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.